That's all fine, yeah, but it's a yoke in the fire, isn't it?
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them? Cook them in the shell in hot water.
They're boiled.
If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, they would be...
poached.
Have you ever slaughtered a hog?
I have.
Can you tell me how you do that?
You first kill the hog, and when you're kidding, you stick him right quick to bleed him. And then they put him, usually in a big scalding barrel of some kind, in real hot water, and take him out and take knives and scrape all the hair off of him. And hang him up by his rear feet, hind feet we call it, and gut him, split him open and take all the insides out of him. And then lay him down on something flat and cut his head off and cut his full cords, his shoulders off and cut his hands off. And you have a side meat, that is what to make the bacon out of, between that's the side. And it's on how that's divided back his back, sometimes they cut out and make pork chops, sometimes they leave it. We just cut him open there and have what we call the backbone and the ribs, and take out the tender. Mm-hmm. That's the side of it.
What is done with the head?
Well, it's been eaten in different ways, but the old custom out in the country, like where we live, it's boiled and cooked and the meat stripped off. Put different kinds of seasoning and make what they call souse meat, press meat.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anything called head cheese?
Yeah, I've heard it. I never saw any of that.
Do you know if it's the same as souse?
It could be.
But y'all always call it souse.
Mm-hmm. Souse meat. Some call it press meat. Most people call it souse. Just not souse meat, just souse.
What do you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
That's liver mush.
Did you ever make anything out of the blood? Did you ever take the juice of the souse or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal?
No, we give that to dogs. We've always had dogs from that.
Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, how would you describe its condition?
It's just old, I reckon, is what we call it.
And what would you do with
it? Oh, give it to the dogs. If it's too rank, they won't eat it.
Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called...
buttermilk.
Did you ever call anything clabber?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the whole milk that's you let sit out and go through some kind of a stage. It clabbers, isn't that right? They clabber before they make it into butter. Mm-hmm. Get the butter from it. I'm not doing as much about that as you do, little girl.
I don't know about it. I know about it from asking these questions about which is where I learned different people say. Did you ever know something made from the clabber?
Butter.
Okay. When you first got the milk, you milked the cow, and in order to get the impurities out, what did you have to do?
You strained it, I reckon.
So you would say we have to
strain it.